pushing aside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit will guide you and protect you from up here. Can you hear me? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me calling you? Can you hear me?
We are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you can handle the truth. Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name, for those of you who are new, is Frank Allen. Tonight, we discuss, we, the prisoners. But first, joining Targeted Massachusetts is free. Just go to targetedmassachusetts.org. And at the top of the page, go to Join TM. Please complete the easy registration form. By joining, you receive our newsletter, text updates, and the latest developments in our situation. While you're there on that page, donate to Targeted Massachusetts and help us to continue our activism. We are a legal organization in the state of Massachusetts. Questions? Call me anytime in the U.S. at 1-508-857-8334. Call into the show live and ask a question at 800-313-9443. Or listen at 605-313-0163. I'd like to mention a very stellar organization, and that's Targeted Justice. Some of the best people I have ever met, and I am so proud to be on their advisory board. I advise you to join. It's very easy. Just go to targetedjustice.com. At the top of the page on the left, hover over home, and you will see Meet the Team and then Become a Member. Click or tick on Become a Member, and you're on your way. And they can be found at TargetedJustice.com. Remember that, TargetedJustice.com. Targeted Conference airs Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 9 p.m. Eastern. Access by phone, 515-604-9715. Access code, 708-922. ID, Targeted. To access our show by computer, in your address bar, type freeconferencecall.com /wall/targeted. Our YouTube channel is Targeted Massachusetts. We have a chat associated with the show at targetedmass.chatango.com. And as I said, tonight I am going to discuss segments from a paper by John Whitehead. We, the prisoners. In a carceral state, which is actually a prison state or a police state, There is no Fourth Amendment to protect you from the overreaches, abuses, searches, and probing eyes of government overlords. I'll give you an example. We did a show about 6 months ago on some of the bugs that they have for surveillance. They have a bird that will fly to a utility pole or sit on a wire across the street from you. And he looks exactly like a real bird and acts like a real bird, but he is following your every move. They have bugs that will follow you flying into your home. And if you don't open your door, they will land directly above your door and wait till you do and fly in and videotape everything that you do. So if they want to know what you're doing, they'll find out. Myself being a target, definitely not by choice. I didn't sign into this. I woke up one day and it was there, just like everyone else. But in being a target, I have done a lot of research. And the things that I have uncovered make me sick. And these things don't have anything to do with targeting. Or do they? In a carceral state, there is no difference between the treatment meted out to law-abiding citizens and a convicted felon. Both are equally suspect and treated as criminals without any of the special rights and privileges reserved for the governing elite. A carceral state in which there are only two kinds of people, the prisoners and the prison guards. Every time you let the government step on the Bill of Rights, the first 10 amendments, you lose more and more of your rights. As the population grows, problems result. They feel that they have to watch everyone. They feel that they have to know exactly what everyone is doing to feel safe themselves, because they feel so guilty about what they've done to the United States of America. They feel guilty about what they've done to the citizens who put them there unknowingly. And every new military weapon, invasive tactic, and egregious protocol employed by government agents, we the people, the prisoners of the American police state, are being pushed that much further into a corner. Our backs against the prison wall. The concept of a a carceral state in which we possess no rights except for that which the government grants on an as-needed basis is the only way I can begin to comprehend, let alone articulate, the irrational, surreal, topsy-turvy, through the looking glass state of affairs that is being imposed upon us in America today. Indeed, we are experiencing much the same phenomenon that the journalist Ta-Nehisi Coates ascribes to those who are banished to a gray wasteland far beyond the promises and protections the government grants its other citizens. A sickening feeling, a desire to sleep, hopelessness, shame, rage, disbelief, clearness to the past, and that which is familiar. And then eventually, resignation and acceptance of our new state of normal. Normal is a very interesting word. If you go to China, the definition is quite different. If you go to the United States and Canada, it is changing all the time. If you go to the UK, normal is changing. With every several thousand births, the value of a human life goes down. All that we are experiencing, the sense of dread at what is coming down the pike, the desperation, the apathy about government corruption, the deeply divided partisanship, the political spectacles, the public displays of violence, the nostalgia for the past are part of the dying refrain of an America that is fading fast. No longer must the government obey the law. Likewise, we the people are no longer shielded by the rule of law. Law is as to interpretation. To interpret the law in any different manner other than intended is breaking that law, or omitting it like it was never written. While the First Amendment, which gives us a voice, is being muzzled, the Fourth Amendment, which protects us from being bullied, badgered, beaten, broken, and spied on by government agents, is being disemboweled. We never had problems like this. You could always speak up to a police officer and get a straight answer and a yes, sir, back. Now, if you demand a yes, sir, back, you'll get a get out of the car back, possibly. I haven't seen this, but they say in southern states and midwestern states, this is the norm. Okay, we have Chris from Las Vegas. Go ahead, Chris.
Well, thank you so very, very much, Frank. You know, I'm listening to what you're saying, and I closely identify with the way you feel of this desperation because we see the Republic going down the tubes. And it was said by many great men that when a democracy implodes, the last stone to fall that tells us that the implosion is near is a corrupt judiciary, which we're seeing manifestations of tyranny of the judiciary that Jefferson and others warned us of when all powers concentrate in the so-called federal government. The judiciary has been taken over by the bar. I can attest that I have a copy of the district court judge's manual, and it has an application for the Supreme Court or district court judges, and it requires bar membership status to apply for those positions. This is exactly what the founders warned us of, and why we had the original Titles of Nobility Act, the de jure 13th Amendment, which was passed into positive law in many different states, but it was, of course, replaced. And what we really had in this country, when we were wise enough to observe it and to cognize the difference, were natural rights from our Creator. The Bill of Rights supposedly was a right of limitation on what the federal government and the state governments could do to us. However, they have obviously trampled most all of those, or in the process of obliterating what little remnant really remains, our freedom of speech, our freedom of religion, our freedom of press, are all under continuous attack, war, and assault.
Okay, Chris, we have to go to commercial. You're welcome to hang on. Thank you so much for listening, folks.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. And tonight, we discuss We the Prisoners. And we have Chris from Las Vegas, and then we'll get right back to it. Go ahead, Chris.
I won't keep you up too long, Frank, but most people don't know the history of the so-called Bar Association, the Bar Cons, the Archons of the Bar, the speakers for the potentate, the king, or the dictator. There's four different classifications of Archons or Bar Cons. And it was brought to this country originally. Yes, there were lawyers at the time, common lawyers, may still exist and do still exist, but attorneys. The word term attorney means a twister of the word to their own predatory advantage. Their motto is get the money by any means or schemes they deem to seem necessary or proper. They're actually a warring force, undercover disguised military agents of the king or other countries here to take over this country surreptitiously as sappers and miners seditiously chipping away at the rights of the people and the Constitution day by day, night by night, 24-7, 365 a year. And we're seeing the fruition of their efforts right now in America with this abject corrupt judiciary, these cruel trilemma war courts. War really is, in courts on battlefields is a war of wits and paper to replace armed combat on the field of battle. This was the original reason for creating courts, supposedly, was to find alternative means of dispute resolution as opposed to armed combat. The Bar Association is not part of government. It's a private association, private for private profits association. And it's really a secret war against freedom and liberty by an elite group of self-deemed specialists who claim they have expert abilities, being fixers, much like Mueller, Rod the Rat Rosenstein, and people in each state have their own versions of these fixers who cover up the crimes for their constituents, their bar buddies, and the elite that they want to protect so they can stay in power. I read their stuff. I read bar books. I read law books, ancient law books, historical law books. This is where I get this knowledge. And it's made me a target, as you know, Frank, much like many of the others that call this show. I've had two egregious abuses of mass deadly force attempting to provoke me to violence, unsuccessfully so far, fortuitously for me, but I have nearly escaped with my life twice because of my speaking out and exposing the treachery and the treason of the bar destroying this country. Unless you have any questions, I'll let you get back to your show, but I thank you for letting me chime in and vent a little bit. I'm in court again tomorrow. It should go away. We'll find out if facts, law, and evidence have any operation of law in these criminal courts here in Nevada.
Okay, thank you very much, Chris. You're always welcome, and you bring a wealth of information with you. And a certain air about you, no matter what the topic.
I only speak the truth.
That's right. This is one place you can do it, too. Republic Broadcasting. Okay, let me get back to this. I'm going to go up just a little bit and recap just this small part. And Mr. Whitehead says here, and this is a direct quote from his document, while the First Amendment, which gives us a voice, is being muzzled, the Fourth Amendment, which protects us from being bullied, badgered, beaten, broken, and spied on by the government agents, is being disemboweled. For instance, in a recent 5-3 ruling in Utah v. Strife, the U.S. Supreme Court opened the door for police to stop, arrest, and search citizens without reasonable suspicion or probable cause. We have a commercial coming up, so I'd just like to thank the Republic Broadcasting Network, John Stadmiller, and Mike S., my producer. And this truly is a place where you can tell the truth. Thank you for listening.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Franken. Tonight, we discuss We the Prisoners, foregoing We the People. I'd just like to say that in the Northeast, particularly where I live in Massachusetts, I've pulled over in a rest area before, and I've had a state police cruiser pull up, and he'd get out and make sure I was okay. And, you know, he would talk about this and that, and I'd talk about, you know, his cruiser and what it had in it for an engine. So I'm going to say at this point in time that I think these police incidents are isolated, and I think it depends upon the state. As I mentioned earlier, they're perfect gentlemen. I honestly think the Northeast should secede from the Union. That's just an opinion, and I'm sure it won't happen. But to get back to my topic, we're speaking of, once again, your rights as individuals. They are first and foremost in importance. And it seems as our country grows with immigrants and births, we are overlooked even more. Okay. In a blistering dissent, Judge Sonia Sotomayor blasted the court for holding that the discovery of a warrant for an unpaid parking ticket will forgive a police officer's violation of your Fourth Amendment rights. Judge continues, the court has allowed an officer to stop you for whatever reason he wants, so long as he can point to a pretextual justification after the fact. That justification must provide specific reasons why the officer suspected you were breaking the law. Like probable cause. But it may factor in your ethnicity, where you live, what you were wearing, and how you behaved. The officer does not even need to know which law you might have broken, so long as he can later point to any possible infraction, even one that is minor, unrelated, or ambiguous. The dignity of the stop is not limited to an officer telling you that you look like a criminal. The officer may next ask you for your consent to inspect your bag or purse without telling you that you can decline. Now, regardless of your answer, he may order you to stand helpless, perhaps facing a wall with your hands raised. If the officer thinks you might be dangerous, he may then frisk you for weapons. This involves more than just a pat-down as onlookers pass by. The officer may feel with sensitive fingers every portion of your body. A thorough search may be made of your arms and armpits, waistline, and back, the groin area about the testicles, and entire surface of the legs, down to your feet. If you still can't read the writing on the wall, Sotomayor breaks it down further. This case allows the police to stop you on the street, demand your identification, and check it out for outstanding traffic warrants. Even if you are doing nothing wrong. So long as the target is one of the many millions of people in the country with an outstanding arrest warrant, anything the officer finds in a search is fair game for use in a criminal prosecution. The officer's incentive to violate the Constitution thus increases. Just consider some of the many other ways in which the Fourth Amendment, which ensures that the government can't harass you, let alone even investigate you, without probable cause, has been weakened and undermined by the courts, the legislatures, and various government agencies and operatives. Breath tests, blood draws. Americans have no protection against mandatory breathalyzer tests at the police checkpoint. Although mandatory blood draws violate the Fourth Amendment. Birchfield v. North Dakota. ignorance of the law is defensible if you work for the government. Police officers who violate the law can be granted qualified immunity if they claim ignorance of the law. Hine v. North Carolina. So, we are approaching a one-sided coin. Heads, I win on both sides. For them. The rationale was also applied to police who clearly used excessive force when they repeatedly tasered a pregnant woman during a routine traffic stop and were granted immunity from prosecution. Brooks v. City of Seattle. High-speed car chases. Police officers can use lethal force in car chases without fear of lawsuits. Plumhoff v. Ricard. No-knock raids. Police can perform a no-knock as long as they have a reasonable suspicion that knocking and announcing their presence under the particular circumstances would be dangerous or futile or give occupants a chance to destroy evidence of a crime. Richard v. Wisconsin. Legal ownership of a firearm is also enough to justify a no-knock raid by police. Quinn v. Texas. Now, I had a license to carry. And when you apply for a license to carry, you are searched all the way back to when you were one cell. So, those who would carry a firearm would be far less dangerous, already proven themselves to the government that they are good, clean, honest citizens who would like to protect themselves from those who are not. Warrantless searches by police. Police can carry out warrantless searches on our homes based on a reasonable concern by police that a suspect or occupant might be attempting to destroy evidence, fleeing, or hurt, even if it's the wrong house. Kentucky v. King. Police can also, without a warrant, search anyone who has been lawfully arrested. United States v. Robinson. As well as their property post-arrest. Colorado v. Bertine. And their vehicle. New York v. Belton. Search a car they suspect might contain evidence of a crime. Chambers v. Moroni. And search a home when the arrest is made on its premises. Maryland v. Buey. Now, this is what I really cannot stand. and that's forced DNA extractions. Forced. They are forcing themselves within your body with a needle against your will, I'm sure. Police can forcibly take your DNA, whether or not you've been convicted of a crime, innocent or not. Your DNA will then be stored in the National FBI database. Marilyn V. King. Strip searches. Police can subject Americans to virtual strip searches. No matter the offense. Florence V. Board. Of chosen freeholders of the county of Burlington. This license to probe is now being extended to roadside stops. Now, this is really getting ridiculous. Police officers throughout the country have begun performing roadside strip searches, some involving anal and vaginal probes, without any evidence of wrongdoing and without a warrant. Seizures. For all intents and purposes, you're seized. Within the meaning of the Fourth Amendment, from the moment an officer stops you. Brendlin v. California. Search warrants on a leash. Police have free rein to use drug-sniffing dogs as search warrants on leashes, therefore justifying any and all police searches of vehicles stopped on the roadside. Florida v. Harris. But the use of a canine unit after a reasonable amount of time has passed during a stop does violate the Fourth Amendment. Rodriguez v. United States. Police and DUI checkpoints. This is something that comes up a lot. And this is something that has pulled a lot of drunk drivers off the road. So, police can conduct sobriety and information-seeking checkpoints. Illinois v. Lidster and Michigan Department of State Police v. Sitz. Interrogating public transit passengers. Police officers are free to board a bus, question passengers, and ask for consent to search without notifying them of their right to refuse. United States v. Drayton. Warrantless arrests for minor criminal. Okay, folks, we have to go to commercial once again. Thank you for listening. Thank you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight, we discuss We the Prisoners on the Republic Broadcasting Network. You can call into the show live and ask a question at 800-313-9443. Or you can listen at 605-313-0163. And anybody is welcome to be a guest. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, especially if you're a targeted individual or not a targeted individual, all you have to do is either text me at 508-857-8334 and just put in your text starting out with guest, so I'll see that among the texts sitting out. Or you can email me at frank@targetedmassachusetts.org, and in the subject line put guest, and would love to have you. Okay, to get back to this, police have been given, through these cases that I've mentioned, enormous power. Only some states use it. So remember that before you ask a question. Or say, may I ask a question? And say, well, I was not speeding. And, well, this is the way it used to be. You should be able to speak to a police officer without getting anything adversarial. That's the way it is where I live. Okay, to get back to this, they have the right to do strip searches now on the side of the highway, including anal and vaginal strip searches. Can you imagine that? For a young woman, that would be traumatizing. Especially, she's innocent. She didn't do a thing. And she's being strip searched. Invasively violating this woman. It's totally disgusting. Stop and identify. Refusing to answer when a policeman asks, what's your name, can rightfully be considered a crime. Okay, I'm sorry, we have to go, folks. Time just flies on the show. I want 2 hours. Good night from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.